This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. For many people with physical disabilities, going to the gym can be an ordeal. Lack of accessible gym equipment, wheelchair access, or decent parking are among the barriers to getting a workout. Enter Kansas City social entrepreneur Wesley Hamilton, founder and CEO of the Disabled But Not Really Foundation. He's created a new approach up and running for several months now. Here he is.
We realized that most facilities aren't inclusive when it comes to equipment, amenities, as well as staff, mentality-wise. My name is Wesley Hamilton. I am a philanthropist, entrepreneur, and public speaker. I have an organization by the name of the Disabled But Not Really Foundation. The purpose behind the foundation is to help individuals with physical disabilities find an identity after injury.
Joining this crew over here, I can talk about everything that's bothering me. They can share with me. It's things that are relatable, that people that don't have an injury, they don't understand.
Our goal was to create a facility of our own, one that was welcoming to all body types, but also have a special niche when it comes to people with physical disabilities. The way I look at it is most people that acquire disabilities later on in life, they go through the rehabilitation stage and then they kind of just push back out into society, but they're still in a shell because they don't know how to adapt to society. And what I have been able to witness is that through our program, we've had many people break their shell and become someone that not only they can be proud of, but is making a significant impact in the world today. For a lot of people, even myself, once you acquire a disability, you don't have a real standard foundation. You know, say you're working at a job, you might lose your job. You might have to get on a fixed income. So cost is always a question. And the most ironic thing is that everything for people with disabilities costs so much more. And then it's the value of the cost. I could get a gym membership today, but will I get value out of that gym? I mean, there's many times that I've gotten a membership, went into a gym, and they give you like the free training sometimes with a trainer. And there's been times where the trainer had no knowledge of how to work with someone with a disability. It's been a really good thing to see the impact that it's making on a community and how many people that aren't disabled that actually wants to come and work out with us. People with disabilities are no less than anyone else in society. And it's not if, but when we will all acquire and experience some disability in our lifetime. We should be creating a world we would want to live in, not creating a world that we wouldn't want to live in if the experience was something that we have to live in for the rest of our lives.
Wesley Hamilton, founder and CEO of the Disabled But Not Really Foundation in the Kansas City area.